This is the SF Signal Podcast, as powered by the Functional Nerds. My name is Patrick Hester. I'm an author, a blogger, and an all-around functional nerd. And tonight I've got a bunch of people here to talk about podcasts. So let's go down the line and say hello to Fred.
Hi, it's Fred Kish from The Lensman's Children, and I am happily clutching the latest Sherlock Mercenary collection to my chest.
Wow, deja vu. Jeff.
Hi, Jeff Patterson. I blog at Gravity Lens, which is at baddaystudio.com.
John D.
Howdy, folks. John D. here, resident blogger at SF Signal, and also blogging weekly at the Kirkus Reviews blog.
And blogging weekly at Kirkus Reviews. Very cool. Good for you. We like this. We like this. That's great. It's like you don't have enough to do at SF Signal. You got to kind of branch out a little bit. No comment. Okay. Paul. Paul,
I was on mute. I was totally on mute. Sorry. Damn that mute button.
Now you're cutting into Paul's time. Go ahead, Paul.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paul.
Paul Weimer, blogger, columnist at SF Signal, Functional Nerds, my own site, commenting here, there, and everywhere.
Very cool. Next we have Still nothing from Matt. God.
Matthew Sanborn Smith, writer extraordinaire and keeper of a hairy mango, of which you should all be very aware.
I just figured normally you can't talk unless the music starts, so
I need a script is what it is.
Yeah, so I was trying to give you like cues and all that kind of good
thank
stuff.
Thank you.
And last but certainly not least, on his debut episode of the SF Signal podcast, Mr. Jesse Willis.
Thank you very much. I'm the guy who runs sffaudio.com, and we have a blog and a podcast as well.
And you have your finger on the pulse of podcasts all over the web, which is great because, you know, that's why we wanted to kind of have you on here and talk a little bit about this. Why don't you go ahead and start us out?
Okay.
The topic is, which podcasts do you listen to? Why do you listen to them? And do you listen to any fiction podcasts?
I do listen to fiction podcasts. I don't tend to subscribe to a whole lot of them and listen to everything they put out. You know, Starship Sofa is a great podcast, but it is more than 2 hours, and I can't listen to all of that because I got a lot else to listen to. So I pick and choose out of there. The few that I don't do that way are, there's one called Forgotten Classics, which is a great podcast run by a friend of mine named Julie Davis. And what she does is she does short stories and novels, and she intersperses them. But she also has these great commentary things at the beginning and the end. Lightspeed is a magazine I listen to a lot. That's got some great podcast episodes coming out. There was a Joel Haldeman story that blew me away earlier this year, and I think Peter Watts had The Things. That's on the Hugo list, I believe, or something like that, but great story. That's about it for fiction podcasts, other than, you know, I'll go out and huff-duff anything that is really interesting that is out there in another podcast.
And explain huff-duff.
Right. So there's a website called huffduffer.com, and what it allows you to do is, if you've got an account and you've got a little plugin or just an account, you can turn any MP3 file that's anywhere on the internet, on the web, I should say, into a podcast. So you could curate your own podcasts out of other people's podcasts. And I do this a lot because I find it immensely useful. There might be an episode of some show that has a guest I want to hear an interview by, or there might be an episode of a show that hasn't been in my feed for a long time, but I see it on SF Signal. I say, oh, that sounds interesting, and I'll just right-click on it and turn it into a podcast.
Very cool.
That's it for fiction, but I like a lot of discussion podcasts, SF Signal. You guys do some pretty good discussions, but
we
I
try.
Do it by topic. I do it by topic. A lot of the stuff like ebooks, I don't care. I'll wait for the technology to come out. I don't use ebooks. But if it's a topic that I'm interested in, I'll have to have that for sure. The ones that I really like for discussion, I think actually it's a discussion of one. There's a guy who runs a podcast called the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast, and he just talks about a book for however long he can. Usually it's about 45 minutes after he's finished reviewing it. It's great. His name's Luke Burridge. Check that one out. Yeah, I love that podcast.
I noticed if he does make a book, the podcast episode is longer.
It tends to be, yeah.
Yeah, it which is great.
I mean, he generally finishes them, and we have him on our podcast all the time because he loves to talk, and he's a real smart guy, and he's read a lot. You guys listen to the Gweek podcast, the Boing Boing's new podcast? I really like that one.
No.
It's like six episodes out, and they talk about comics and science fiction and games and that sort of thing. But it's Mark Fraunfelder, who I think he's really cool.
That sounds like competition. I'm going to have to edit that whole piece out. Fred, I know you have a big, long list. Why don't you go?
Well, okay, sit down, open up those brews, and light up those cigars. I tend to listen to a lot of stuff because I, unfortunately, tend to drive a lot. A typical visit to my mother takes 4 hours one way if I don't run into traffic. So breaking it down, stories, fiction, I tend to only listen to two podcasts because I can never tell. I mean, there's Escape Pod. All those guys are really great. But if I load it into the iPod, I don't remember a week later what those stories are rated, and sometimes that can get me into trouble. So the two podcasts I listen to that have stories are, first off, Beware the Hairy Mango, but we'll let somebody else talk about that. And the second one is the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast, and it's run by two guys, Chad Pfeiffer and Chris Lackey. And what they do is they intersperse narration from one of H.P. Lovecraft's stories with commentary. And the longer the story, the more episodes they use to cover the story. And they've also done a couple of episodes where they just do a story by itself without any commentary. I listen to a lot of history podcasts, and the two that I probably listen to the most are one called the History of Rome podcast, which is covering the whole Roman Empire from before it was formed until I don't know how far he's going to go.
Now, when you say history podcasts, are these tied to the History Channel? Is it all about aliens?
Not at all.
Oh.
Not at all. Real history.
So it's not like,
not necessarily just about World War II either.
So it's not like ancient aliens in Rome?
No.
Okay.
No, that would be some of the other science fiction podcasts I listen to. And then the second major history podcast I listen to is Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. And he tends to do a mini-series where he covers one subject over the space of a couple of episodes. And he just finished a Rome mini-series where each episode was about an hour or two long. And the final one was over 5 hours long. So, when John DiNardo complains about, wanting to keep things short, he don't know what short means.
Yes, he does.
In genre, there's several that I listen to. There's one called The Incomparable Podcast, and they tend to do one episode where they just cover books, one episode where they cover comics, and so on and so forth. There's Geek Life, which covers not only technology, but a lot of stuff about video releases as well as books and movies. Writing Excuses, which is, I think, in season 6, 15 minutes long because we don't have a lot of time and they're not that smart or whatever their tagline is. And they cover, writing. They've done cyberpunk. They've done agents. They've done contracts. They've done all sorts of stuff. Really great podcast. Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing, Sean Farrell with primarily interviews. And I think he's up to, episode 160 or something at this point. And then a podcast called Tolkien Professor, which is covering the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, but also fantasy in general. A big chunk of my time is taken up by listening to game-related podcasts, but the one that I recommend the most is one called The D6 Generation. Episodes tend to be 3 or 4 hours long, and they tend to break down between an interview with an industry figure and a very in-depth review of a board game or role-playing game or a miniatures game. General podcasts I listen to are The Nerdist, which is... I'll let someone else describe that one because I'm sure they will. The Command Line, which is Thomas Gideon, mostly technology, but also does things like Why Doctor Who is a Hacker. And Thomas Gideon also co-hosts, along with another gentleman, John Taylor Williams, a podcast called Living Proof Brewcast, in which they talk about beer. And then to finish things off, Science, 365 Days of Astronomy, which is in its third year. Each episode's about 10 to 15 minutes long and covers a different aspect of astronomy. From Canada, Spark, which kind of tends more towards computer technology, but also telecommunications, even things like privacy online.
There's no such thing as privacy online.
That's true. But Canada apparently has a person in government supposedly looking after all their rights. So
yeah, but try to find that person online.
Okay. Anyway, Quirks and Quarks, which is science, about an hour long each episode, very good. And then Dr. Carl and the Naked Scientist. Dr. Carl is from Australia and answers just about any question that you put to him. And the Naked Scientist is Dr. Chris Smith from England, who answers all the other questions that Dr. Carl can't handle.
I want to recommend to you one. You like Spark. Check out one called Search Engine, which used to be a CBC podcast as well, like Quirks and Quarks and Spark. But it's now done out of TVO, TV Ontario. And that's a terrific podcast. It's basically about the internet. And it covers all the stories that Spark does, but in a less social networky way and more of a privacy and a copyright and that sort of thing. Check that out.
Very cool.
But is the host does the host or hostess have as sexy a voice as Nora does?
No, sadly. Nora's been on CBC radio for years and years and years. She's had wonderful shows, and yeah, she is super sexy.
She's a 90-year-old with a very sexy voice.
Maybe 35, I would guess.
Okay.
Super smart, super sexy.
John D., when I first posted this question, I noticed that you said that you listen to both podcasts. So,
yes. Well, you know, quick shout outs without comment to Functional Nerds, Beware the Hairy Mango, and SFF Audio, all good podcasts. Other podcasts I try to listen to, but usually don't get to because I'm usually short on time, which is really a poor excuse because you can load up podcasts, listen to them on the way to work or whatever, you know, in the background as you're on the computer or whatever. But just a quick rundown. Notes from Cood Street with Jonathan Strawn and Gary K. Wolf is probably the ones one of the ones I listen to the most that I want to listen to more. Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing is also up there. Starship Sofa, Merle Afferty's I Should Be Writing, Geek's Guide to the Galaxy, Dragon Page, Slice of Sci-Fi, Clark's World, Escape Pod. Skiffy and Fanty Show is a new one that I haven't had much time to listen to, but it sounds like they're doing good things over there. And that's pretty much my quick list.
Very cool. What about you, Jeff?
I did some quick math while Fred was talking, and I figured out he's up to about 50 hours a week. Roughly, so.
Podcast in one ear and one podcast in the other.
He is an android.
And Fred, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that don't you get all your stuff over dial-up?
No, not that. You see, I'm in the peculiar position of having speakers at home, at work. So I can download at work, or I go to Starbucks and download over their Wi-Fi.
Gotcha.
But I can't listen to it at work.
Gotcha. Anyway, Jeff.
Fred mentioned The Nerdist. I'm a big fan of that. Chris Hardwick's podcast. He has a lot of science fiction guests. He was at San Diego Con. He just had a podcast with the Doctor Who cast. He's got one coming up with the guys from Riff Tracks, who used to do Mystery Science Theater. He's had a lot of writers. He had Neil Gaiman on a couple of weeks ago. A lot of actors from SF movies. And several of the episodes, they don't have any guests. And it's basically just a discussion of geek lifestyle and things that things that appear on their radar. And I find it quite interesting.
And he has cached that into a recurring gig on the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
Yep, and Nerdist is also going to, he is, if he hasn't done it already, he is shooting a pilot for BBC America of The Nerdist.
Ah.
So, which is going to be coming out. He already hosts their Ministry of Laughs on Friday or Saturday nights on BBC America. I forget which one. And he's also, he does a lot of tech reviews on G4 and stuff like that. The other one I want to mention is Change Surfer Radio, which is on the Institute for Ethics and Emerging Technology site. It's by Dr. James Hughes, who's a pretty preeminent transhumanist. and he has a lot of guests on talking about assorted transhumanist subjects, life extension, artificial intelligence, science in general, not just the technology, but also the social impact of it, how it will impact laws, sociology, culture in general. Very, very informative. I wish I had more time for podcasts, but I don't.
Understood. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, Paul.
Well, a lot of people have picked many of my many of the ones I've written down here, especially Fred, who's turned me on to a bunch of podcasts. Let's start with history. In addition to the ones he mentioned, I also listen to the Russian Rulers podcast, which is basically does for Russian rulers what the history of Rome does for Roman rulers. Also, Ancient Rome Refocused, which is sort of a modern look back at ancient Rome and the lessons of Rome apply today. That's a really good one. Hopping around back to genre for a moment, I listened to the Locus Roundtable with Karen Burnham, which is, I believe Karen Burnham is your student, isn't she, Patrick? As a matter of fact,
she is my podcast Padawan. That is correct.
That's right. I listened to, as far as fiction, I listened to Heat Flash, which is Ellen E.H. Madden's podcast of her fiction, which is science fiction, mature subject science fiction, shall we say, and for
what does that
adults
mean?
Only.
I don't understand. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
I
think we all got it.
Yeah. I listened to Speculate, which is Greg Wilson and Brad, Nick can never pronounce his last name, Bolio, the guy who wrote Winds of Kalakovo.
I can't believe you can't pronounce the last name. I mean, that's just so unprofessional. That's never happened to me before.
I should have prepared better. Yeah, I apologize. You know, he's going to give me grief for it. But
you just need to do what I do. Whenever you have a problem pronouncing someone's last name, make John Anilio do it.
But he's not on the podcast tonight, so I can't. So
well,
I don't have that fallback.
You're just full of excuses. God.
I am.
I think it's Bulow.
Bueller,
yeah. I listen to a bunch of NPR podcasts when I don't listen to the actual show.
We won't hold that against you.
Wait, don't tell me. This American Life. How to Do Everything, which is sort of a offshoot of Wait, Don't Tell Me. I also listen to a computer strategy gaming podcast called Three Moves Ahead, which I really like. They talk about computer strategy games ranging from small little indie games up to the massive war in the East, which is for real computer strategy game grognards, and I really like that as well. And I believe everything else I was going to mention has been covered. So, yep, I'll stand pat.
Okay. Mr. Matthew Sanborn Smith.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's see. You know, I hadn't separated my fiction from my nonfiction.
You let it mix together? Doesn't it get it gets kind of soaked up and then it's all crumbly?
Yeah, I put my peas in my mashed potatoes
like too.
Okay, well, first of all, I have to give a shout out to Starship Sofa, which is like my mother podcast. And of course, I love all of your podcasts and I love mine. I listen to my own regularly because that's the way I am.
I do to mine as well. I love my podcast.
That's good. We're making things that we love.
Who's this super intelligent guy? He is so funny.
With a sexy voice.
Well, not so much about that, but he's so smart. I can't believe this guy.
Gosh, I feel like you guys are talking about me.
The Mutual Admiration Society. Okay, so anyway, the best podcast out there right now is the Tobolowsky Files. TOBOLOWSKY. And if you're not listening to this show, you need to. It's fantastic. It's stories from Stephen Tobolowsky's life. He's a character actor that you've seen in a million different things, most famously Groundhog Day. He's either had the most interesting life ever lived or he knows how to fake it really well. And aside from that, Fred stole a bunch of mine. The History of Rome. I just discovered Dan Carlin's Death Throes of the Republic last week, and I swallowed it all in a week, and it was awesome. One of my favorite shows is Tank Riot. They talk about all sorts of subjects. What else have we got? Around Comics is the most fantastic comic podcast I've listened to. And Radiolab is also an awesome show. And you guys need to listen to all of these. As far as fiction goes, let's see. Lightspeed Podcastle, Escape Pod, Doonstief, The New Yorker Fiction Podcast. Other than that, The Moth is fantastic. I Should Be Writing, Writing Excuses, the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast, Luke's Creative Podcast, there's Luke Burridge again, Notes from Coot Street, The Doonstiefs, That Gets My Goat, which if you don't like the Doonstief stories but just like to listen to the guys yammer on, that's the show for you. Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing and the Scientific American Podcast. And I am waiting very extremely patiently for the next episode of Kick-Ass Mystic Ninjas. It's only been about a year and 3 months, but I know there's another episode coming. That's it for me.
I had forgotten about that one. It's been so long since I put one out.
It's not pod fade until the heat death of the universe.
I've got a few that you guys didn't mention, but I want to echo a few. I Should Be Writing is awesome. Murr's been doing this for a long time. Love that podcast. And I have to say, you know, the last 20 or 30 episodes or something, it just seems like the quality has really, really gone up.
I don't know who produces that show, but man, you know, they've really...
They really what now? I'm sorry, you were stroking my ego and you cut out there, Fred.
I think your hearing just cut out. He was fine.
So I Should Be Writing, awesome show. If you're a wannabe writer, you should be listening to that, because seriously, she will echo the things that are going on in your brain right now.
Shouldn't you be writing?
Yes. Or but instead of that, you're sitting there playing, you know, watching Doctor Who.
I like her podcast, but I think she's got it backwards. She needs to put the interview at the front and the angst at the end. Because I don't know when the angst will end. I'm not a writer. I don't care about that part.
It never ends.
It never ends.
I know,
ends,
but
yeah.
it somewhere in there, she promises an interview. I have to skip ahead, and if I'm driving around, I can't do that. So
all angst all the time.
She needs to move the interview to the front.
I disagree. I love the angsty part. Writing Excuses, another great podcast. You guys mentioned that. The Locust podcast is awesome. Cood Street is awesome. Skiffy and Fanti is doing some great things. Seattle Geekly was good, but I think they've quit now. They had some stuff going on and they quit, so that's kind of sad. Harry Mango, awesome. Woo. Functional Nerds, woohoo. Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing, Clark's World, Escape Pod just hit 300 episodes, I think. Dragon Page is another good one. Starship Sova's good. Some that no one mentioned, Adam Carolla.
Oh, yeah. I have to listen to that.
I love Adam Carolla. That's a great podcast. Slice of Sci-Fi. That's another great podcast. It's from Farpoint Media. The Babylon 5 podcast. If you are a fan of Babylon 5, you should be listening to the Babylon 5 podcast. Even though the show hasn't been on the air in like 37 years, and we haven't had anything new in a really long time, that podcast is still going. And it's awesome. And I love it. The Geek Dad. From podcast from Wired, that's a good one too, and I think that's it for my list. Now, one thing I did want to point out: there's lots of different places you can go. I do listen to some more technical stuff, like the Mac Tech Break and Apple Addict and stuff like that. And I'm aware that there are some Windows podcasts, Windows centric podcasts as well. But from what I understand, they crash a lot.
Max,
do we
never
need to discuss the first run of the show?
So anyway, there's lots of places where you can go to find podcasts. One is obviously the iTunes. Go into podcasts, and there's tons of stuff in there. There's also fiction like that authors are putting out themselves, and you can get that like at podiobooks.com or inside of iTunes. A lot of times they'll publish it there, and then you can just search on the web for some, you know, for podcasts that way. How do you normally find podcasts, Jesse?
That's extremely hard. You know, iTunes is terrible. It has been terrible for years.
They're
given up on podcasts.
There's no science fiction.
Broken.
Yeah, there's no science fiction category for one.
They're featured. If you type in science fiction, your featured list will give you a whole bunch of Harry Potter podcasts from like 5 years ago that haven't been updated. So honestly, it's my website is where I go to find stuff. And oftentimes I've asked people to email me, if you look at our About page, email me if you've got an interesting podcast. It's really hard. I ask a lot of questions. I ask people, "What are you listening to? Where do you find your stuff?" Because it's very difficult. There's no good directory out there anymore.
Right.
They've tried to make several. And you know, the guy we had on recently, his name is Anna. He's from Holland, but he lives in Israel. He's got basically the best podcast directory out there, and he only covers one very narrow subject. That's like educational podcasts, and, you know, history and that sort of stuff. So it's very tough. It's very tough.
Understood. Fred, how do you find new podcasts?
Generally by accident. I mean, I might see a link on SFF Audio or SF Signal or something like that. But it's generally I'll start listening to something, and they'll mention another podcast, so I'll try that. And it just keeps branching out like that.
Paul, what about you?
Word of mouth, really. And also asking people. Fred just recently gave me a large list. I discovered Skiffy and Fanti because Stina mentioned that she was on it. Like, oh, this looks interesting. And basically just paying attention, seeing what people are listening to, and saying, oh, give an episode a try. If I like it, I'll subscribe.
There you go. Matt, what about you?
They come to me in dreams, and also I pick some up on blogs. SF Signal has turned me onto a lot of great podcasts.
Only in dreams. Yeah, that's why I don't sing on this thing. Jeff?
Well, basically, I listen to this one and hope that people will recommend other things I can listen to, because this one's boring the hell out of me.
And John?
Pretty much what everyone says here, just kind of like online word of mouth, if that's a thing.
Online word of mouth. Yeah, I think that is a thing. Alrighty, well, I'm going to call this one done. Luckily, Fred said he was going to send us a list of all the podcasts mentioned, so I appreciate that, Fred.
No. My podcast.
No. Just my podcast. Just the ones that I have listed on these 27 pages. Nothing else.
I wasn't keeping notes that carefully.
I've just sent the notes I've made to you.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I think that's it. Unless you have any final thoughts, Jesse?
Just if you do have a good idea for a podcast directory, please let me know about it. I'd love to find it.
Matt?
What was the question?
Do you have any final thoughts?
No.
John?
No.
Jeff?
My ears hurt.
I was going to say, are you still laughing? I think you're still laughing. Paul?
No final thoughts.
Fred?
If it weren't for podcasts, that bimonthly drive on Route 80 would have driven me nuts by now.
And there you go. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks.
Thanks.